So I'm here at Bread and Butter Live at the IOD in Pall Mall, and I've just met Mike, who's from Nutcesity. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Do you want to tell me a little bit about Nutcesity and what you do and why you do it?
Well, I started Nutcesity a couple of months ago. Been thinking about it for a while, and it was a couple of years ago. I was in Australia. I found this almond butter, and because I can't eat peanuts, which I found out a few years back, I thought I'd try it, see what it was like. Absolutely loved it, fell in love with it, and came back home and started experimenting with the recipes. And what Nutcesity do is make organic peanut-free nut butters that taste amazing, full of nutrients, full of minerals, made with Brazils and cashews. And coconut. And what Nutcesity try and do is bridge the gap between your really healthy organic brand of nut butter and the likes of Pip and Nut, who we've seen over the last few years really push through the nut butter market, make nut butter fun, really interesting, really exciting, and absolutely delicious. So that's the idea behind the brand.
So it's quite a brave thing to just decide that you are going to start your own food business and have your own brand like you have, and you kind of were a bit blasé, so I just did it. So what was the main driving factor behind you thinking, right, there's nothing, was it that there was nothing there for you, or was it just because it was something you were passionate about?
I think passion, really. I was in Africa at the start of this year on a volunteer program, and I met a few people there who just gave me that confidence to really go for it. I've been thinking about it for God knows how long, 2-3 years. But there's no nut butter brand out there which is organic, no added sugar, delicious, a little bit different and quirky. And I think there is a gap in the market, and I'm keen to see where this could go. Having a business background as well helps, but yeah, just why not? Like, see where it goes.
Great. And was it difficult to get the kind of flavour that you were after? Has that process been quite tough?
Well, I don't know how many times I've licked out the bowl. Very, very many. Yeah, it's been difficult. It's been a little while in the making, but it's always fun just testing out new recipes, getting feedback from people. Usually it's very positive, but sometimes I get really good constructive feedback, and I'm always looking for feedback. That's so useful for me at this stage. So just been loads of fun.
Great. So before we started, you said that I might be able to try a little bit. Can I still do that?
You're more than welcome. This is cashew, Brazil and coconut nut butter. So this is made with just those three nuts and unrefined pink Himalayan crystal salt, which is packed full of minerals. But hopefully it tastes all right. So see what you think.
Okay, I'll do that. So it looks lovely. It's quite, the consistency is quite, it's not thick, not as thick as kind of my jar of peanut butter that I've got in my cupboard.
Yeah, it's hopefully the kind of consistency that you consider natural. Like a few little bits in there, a little bit of crunch, but creamy as well. So you can use that in smoothies. You can put it on your crumpets in the morning or muffins.
I love it. The cashew nut flavour really comes through. And it's got that consistency that you have with peanut butter, like a little bit sticky, but not so sticky that it sticks to the top of your mouth like some of them do.
That was really important, actually. A lot of feedback I got was, because it's weird, because I quite like it when nut butter sticks to my mouth, but other people were saying, no, I don't like that. So I tried to combine the nuts so that didn't happen. So it's good that you're saying the same thing.
I'm glad that it didn't stick to the top of my mouth, because I wouldn't be able to do any more of the interview.
Okay, good.
Well, I think you've got a brilliant product there. I guess you're looking for buyers and things now.
Yeah, I'm not selling online yet. That's the plan for early next year, and to get into retailers in Bristol early next year and kick on from there. But yeah, I mean, I'm on Instagram, trying to grow my Instagram following, just at Nutcesity. So yeah, it's just been loads of fun at the moment. I'm just going to see where it goes in the next few months.
So watch this space.
Watch this space.
Thank you so much for coming to talk to me.
Thank you very much.